Just off his NATO meeting in Wales, President Obama meets with congressional leaders tomorrow. On Wednesday, he'll speak to the country and lay out his plan to confront Islamic militants known as ISIS. Yesterday on Meet the Press, the president reiterated this will not include boots on the ground, but will include airstrikes.
Over the course of months, we are going to be able to not just blunt the momentum of ISIL, we are going to systematically degrade their capabilities, we're going to shrink the territory that they control, and ultimately we're going to defeat them.
The U.S. is already expanding the use of strikes in Iraq, hitting ISIS targets in Haditha in the west to protect a dam there. The first time U.S. planes have helped Iraqi troops. Previously, strikes helped the Kurds in the north clear militants from a strategic dam there. Ahmed Ali is senior Iraq research analyst at the Institute for the Study of War in Washington. He joins us by Skype. And Ahmed, first, your thoughts on these new strikes. You say this could be a turning point. Why?
The Haditha operations are certainly a turning point because it represents the first time in which U.S. military operations are directed in other parts of the country other than the northern part of the country. And Haditha has represented a resistance point against ISIS advances in western Iraq. The city contains a very significant dam that regulates not only the water supply for a great deal of the country, but also the electricity supply for the country. So if these Haditha operations continue to be successful and ISIS advances and presence in the area gets diminished, it could be a turning point. Tribes in Anbar can take the initiative and fight ISIS on multiple fronts.
This is Anbar province in the west, as we said. But, okay, so you're saying that this might compel others in the area to fight back ISIS if they see that combined with U.S. strikes, they can have some success. But how might ISIS respond? I mean, Senator Dianne Feinstein, who chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee, has said that she believes ISIS intends to attack the American embassy in Baghdad. Do you think, knowing what we now know of this group, the ferociousness of this group, if they are pushed back in that one area, they'll push harder in another?
ISIS certainly can do that. It has demonstrated such capability even over the last two, 3 days. While it has been facing pressure in northern Iraq and western Iraq, it has launched operations to target the city of Samarra, where an important shrine is located, and by doing so, ISIS wants to divert the resources of the Iraq security forces, the Iraq Shia militias, and possibly U.S. airstrikes. But what is significant to keep in mind is that ISIS at the moment is not in an offensive position. It is certainly in a defensive position, and it is coming under pressure from the locals. It is coming under pressure from the Iraq security forces, the Iraq Sunni tribes, and the airstrikes have made a significant difference on the battleground.
Well, so the president is expected to lay out a plan that might take up to 3 years, go into the next administration, starting with the airstrikes, as we said. But the next phase would begin sometime after Iraq forms a more inclusive government. That's supposed to happen this week, to advise the Iraqi military and Kurdish fighters and work with people in Iraq. How successful do you think that's going to be, given what we've seen has happened, Sunnis in Iraq in particular feeling that they're not represented by the current government?
Well, I do believe that the formation of the government will be a big milestone for the Iraqi Sunnis and for the whole country, because at the moment there are military advances against ISIS. Those military advances have to be coupled with political advances. So the more representation they feel they have, the better the chances will be to defeat ISIS, and not only in Iraq, but possibly also in Syria.
Because the fact that their own government wasn't addressing their needs, the opinion is that that's driven Sunnis into the arms of groups like ISIS. So that's the second phase. The third phase the president is expected to lay out is attacking ISIS inside Syria. How do you envision that?
Well, I think if you want to defeat ISIS, you have to do it in Iraq and Syria. Over the last year, ISIS has shown the capability to move its forces between the two countries, to maneuver equipment between the two countries, to gather financial resources from both countries and become a stronger group. So it will be a very critical component of the president's policy target ISIS by going after them in Syria.
This idea of attacking ISIS in Syria is a tough one because it's a friend of my enemy is my friend kind of thing. ISIS is fighting Assad's regime. The U.S. also backed other militants, more moderate militants, against Assad's regime. The U.S. attacks ISIS. They're, in effect, supporting Assad's regime. It's a tough one.
It's a very difficult decision for the president, but the fact on the ground is very clear. ISIS operates in both countries, and weakening ISIS will have to include targeting its bases in Syria. Only doing so in Iraq will keep it as a viable organization. I just came back from a month-long trip to Iraq, and I saw the difference their strikes made on the ground within the population that was very receptive to their strikes and also on the battleground.
I guess the question is, do you think from what you observed that the airstrikes will be enough? Because the fear is that there's going to be a call for more and more of these advisors who have a way in conflict of turning into boots on the ground. So do you worry about that or do you think the airstrikes are going to be enough?
Well, I think the airstrikes will be enough, but as the fight moves to urban areas such as the city of Mosul and the city of Tikrit, there might be the need for U.S. special operators who will be able to direct airstrikes in a precise way to avoid civilian casualties. Overall, however, Robin, the airstrikes have been effective, and the political leadership in Iraq wants their airstrikes to continue because otherwise ISIS does have an upper hand when it confronts the Iraq security forces and the Peshmerga.
I guess that's what people worry about, that suddenly advisors turn into special ops who are having to call in strikes. So we'll put that aside for a second. Just very briefly, though, you were there. How overall are Iraqis feeling about, again, another setback on their road to being a functioning country?
Well, I think Iraqis have seen a great deal over the last 10 years, and during my stay there, I did see the suffering. The road ahead is going to be very difficult, and it will require not only cooperation among Iraqis, but also assistance from the international community.
Ahmed Ali, Senior Iraq Research Analyst and leader of the Iraq team at the Institute for the Study of War. Ahmed, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.